The Mormon Channel presents General Conference Highlights, April 2009. President Thomas S. Monson.
Because of the passing of Elder Wirthland, there exists a vacancy in the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. After much fasting and prayer, we have called Elder Neil Lyndon Anderson to fill this vacancy. We present his name to you this morning for your sustaining vote. All in favor? I'm pleased to report that the church is doing very well. The work of the Lord continues to move forward uninterrupted.
Elder Robert D. Hales.
All of us are responsible to provide for ourselves and our families in both temporal and spiritual ways. To provide providently, we must practice the principle of provident living. Joyfully living within our means, being content with what we have, avoiding excessive debt, and diligently saving and preparing for rainy day emergencies.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson.
We need strong Christians who can persevere against hardship, who can sustain hope through tragedy, who can lift others by their example and their compassion, and who can consistently overcome temptations. Divine covenants make strong Christians. I urge each one to qualify for and receive all the priesthood ordinances you can, and then faithfully keep the promises you have made by covenant. In times of distress, let your covenants be paramount, and let your obedience be exact.
President Henry B. Eyring.
My purpose today is to assure you that our Heavenly Father and the Savior live, and that they love all humanity. The very opportunity for us to face adversity and affliction is part of the evidence of their infinite love. God gave us the gift of living in mortality so that we could be prepared to receive the greatest of all the gifts of God, which is eternal life.
Elder M. Russell Ballard.
Learning the lessons of the past allows you to walk boldly in the light without running the risk of stumbling in the darkness. This is the way it's supposed to work. This is God's plan. Father and mother, grandfather and grandmother, teaching their children, children learning from them, and then becoming a more righteous generation through their own personal experiences and opportunities.
Elder Quentin L. Cook.
A loving father has provided a comprehensive and compassionate plan for his children that saves the living, redeems the dead, rescues the damned, and glorifies all who repent. Even though our journey may be fraught with tribulation, the destination is truly glorious. I rejoice in the great plan of salvation that is big enough for all of our Father in Heaven's children.
Elder Richard G. Scott.
I have a suggestion. When a temple is conveniently nearby, small things may interrupt your plans to go to the temple. Set specific goals, considering your circumstances, of when you can and will participate in temple ordinances. And do not allow anything to interfere with that plan.
Elder Russell M. Nelson.
President Monson said, as we offer unto the Lord our family and our personal prayers, let us do so with faith and trust in Him. And so in praying for temporal and spiritual blessings, we should all plead, as did Jesus in the Lord's Prayer, Thy will be done. At the close of His mortal mission, He prayed that His will, as the beloved Son, might be swallowed up in the will of the Father. In that crucial hour, the Savior cried, Father, Thy will be done, and the glory be Thine forever. So we should pray to God, Thy will be done.
President Boyd K. Packer.
Young men speak of the future because they have no past. Old men speak of the past because they have no future. President Clark described the youth as hungry for the things of the Spirit and eager to learn the gospel. He said they want it straight, undiluted. They want to know about our beliefs. They want to gain testimonies of the truth. They are not now doubters, but inquirers and seekers after truth.
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
A friend of mine recently wrote to me confiding that he was having a difficult time keeping his testimony strong and vibrant. He asked for counsel. I wrote back to him and lovingly suggested a few specific things he could do that would align his life more closely with the teachings of the restored gospel. To my surprise, I heard back from him only a week later. The essence of his letter was this: I tried what you suggested, it didn't work, what else have you got? Brothers and sisters, we have to stay with it. We don't acquire eternal life in a sprint. This is a race of endurance. We have to apply and reapply the divine gospel principles. Day after day, we need to make them part of our normal life.
Elder Neil L. Anderson.
Only here is the priesthood of God restored to earth by heavenly messengers. Only here does the Book of Mormon stand with the Bible in declaring the full divinity and gospel of Christ. Only here are there prophets of God bringing guidance from heaven and holding the keys that bind in heaven what is bound on earth.
Elder Jeffrey R. Holland.
Brothers and sisters, one of the great consolations of this Easter season is that because Jesus walked such a long, lonely path, utterly alone, we do not have to do so. His solitary journey brought great company to us for our little version of that path. The merciful care of our Father in heaven, the unfailing companionship of this beloved Son, the consummate gift of the Holy Ghost, angels in heaven, family members on both sides of the veil, prophets and apostles, teachers, leaders, friends, all of these and more have been given us as companions for our mortal journey because of the atonement of Jesus Christ and the restoration of his gospel.
President Thomas S. Monson.
Though the storm clouds may gather, though the rains may pour down upon us, our knowledge of the gospel and our love for our Heavenly Father and of our Savior will comfort and sustain us and bring joy to our hearts as we walk uprightly and keep the commandments. There will be nothing in this world that can defeat us. My beloved brothers and sisters, fear not. Be of good cheer. The future is as bright as your faith.
Elder Dallin H. Oaks.
As a group, Latter-day Saints are unique in following that teaching, unique in the extent of their unselfish service. Our Savior teaches us to follow him by making the sacrifices necessary to lose ourselves in unselfish service to others. If we do, he promises us eternal life, the greatest of all the gifts of God.
Elder David A. Bednar.
Today, temples dot the earth as sacred places of ordinances and covenants, of edification and of refuge from the storm. I bear solemn witness that the fire of the covenant will burn in the heart of every faithful member of this church who shall worship and honorably hold a name and standing in the Lord's holy house.
Elder L. Tom Perry.
All the imponderable blessings of the atonement can only be given to those who live the principles and receive the ordinances of the gospel. Faith in Jesus Christ, repentance, baptism, receiving the Holy Ghost, and enduring to the end. Our great missionary message to the world is that all mankind is invited to be rescued and to enter in the fold of the Good Shepherd even Jesus Christ.
President Thomas S. Monson.
We are a blessed people, for we have the sure knowledge that God lives and that Jesus is the Christ. I pray heaven's blessings to be with you. May your homes be filled with harmony and love. May you constantly nourish your testimonies that they might be a protection to you against the adversary. As your humble servant, I desire with all my heart to do God's will and to serve Him and to serve you.
You've been listening to General Conference Highlights from April 2009 on the Mormon Channel.